Hi, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. Let's talk. Let's talk tonight. I'm very eager to share things with you. Well, what have you been thinking about our latest paradigm shifters? Did you hear David Eisen doing his beautiful music and talking about how music works? I really thought that we should get to work on frequencies tonight and really talk about how the frequencies on the planet, now it does tie into music, okay, because it is a really elegant way of pulling frequencies into patterns that can be enjoyed and loved, but also that can be moved through society and actually elevate the frequencies of humanity, the whole collective. So let's talk about sound, and let's talk about the fact that the universes are downloading some tremendous high frequency energies these days, and they're coming in and they're disrupting a lot of what's going on. And I'm sorry, but there's a cat here who wants some kind of water. Let's go find some. All right. So anyway, there's frequencies, huge changes in the frequencies that we're downloading from the universes. And there's a lot of frequency changes going on in the planet. Well, how could it not be so? Because the planet itself is interactive vibrationally or energetically with all the frequencies that are coming in from the universes. And it's also interacting with you and interacting with me because we're vibrational vehicles of light. And when we're talking about David's music, which has been, his music as healing has been accredited by the FDA. As far as I understand, I think it's been endorsed by the FDA. Or maybe it's been suggested by the FDA, but I think he's got a lot farther than most music healers so far. And we're going to have another songstress music healer coming up next week, DL Ciesco, who is really interesting about it as well. She goes through the voice and runs the vocal tones and the radiances through our body-mind in order to create authenticity. And David's work is, and he's got a tremendous new approach right now, bringing his work forward for vets who have PTSD. And you want to go on his site, www.veteransrelief.com. And I think it's .com or .org, but anyway, if one doesn't work, the other one will. And then test out what he's offering to vets, because PTSD itself is when the shock and the trauma, that sort of thing, congests the way energies flow through our body mind, and we get stuck in these incredibly traumatic patterns. And his thing with the music is he's making it available to a lot of vets in order to help with the PTSD thing, in really a very altruistic statement of love and respect for humanity, which David is very good at. And Jonathan Goldman is very, very well known for being kind of a groundbreaker on a lot of his sound healing stuff. Most of you know chakra chants. I remember Richard Schulman's work as well, which I used to play over and over and over again. And he did some of his compositions, and they were energized or reikied as he did them. So when I played that in my car over and over again, I would feel the frequencies just buzzing through. So he used music, but he also energized it. I think they reikied it. And I can't remember the fellow's name, together they created this amazing energized music in the early 90s. And I guess I ran it all the way up through to 2000. And why I'm coming to all that is because the world is kind of in turmoil, isn't it? We've got these opportunities for the vibrations to be sent out in a beautifying and a peacemaking movement through the collective. We also have frequencies that are, for example, running in the water from the Navy that are destroying the ability to hear in beautiful dolphins and whales and so on. And there seems to be some discussion about whether or not that's going to be stopped. But bottom line, you can see that frequencies and music and all of that, which is expression of frequencies, can be both dangerous and can be very, very healing. We're talking about wanting to heal the collective or wanting to heal people from, for example, PTSD, which is a big trauma reaction. You and I, according to Barbara Hand Clough, I'm going through a lot of people today thinking how all of these different paradigm shifters are coming together these days, which is something I always wanted. They're coming together with different facets of the same information. So back to Barbara Hand Clough, she wrote about how we all went through, humanity went through a tremendous cataclysmic situation around 11,000 years ago. And she was very careful to say, in the vibrational beingness that you are and I am, we all share, like a fingerprint, we all share this incredible trauma print that has come from 11,000 years ago. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And in her work, she likes to chronologue those things. But I suspect that our sound wizards like David Eisen or people like Jonathan Goldman or people like Randy Masters and perhaps D.L. Siesco, I haven't pushed her very much about that yet, could work. And there are other ones too. I know that. There's some great names out there. Could work to help us release, because that trauma, for example, that's been lodged in humanity for 11,000 years, and it's not the only one, you know that, that trauma can make us defensive or can throw us into survival. And you and I are like record libraries. We're like, well, just libraries of stored responses to amazing experiences, maybe for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And sometimes the use of music is a great way to release or neutralize or heal or even raise the field and frequency of something that might have been a traumatic reaction. How do we know? I'm going, you know, we talk about how meditation can create a coherent field. And through that coherent field, you know, where they've really tested it out and kept track, they have found that violence decreases radically and that thievery decreases radically. And alcoholism abates radically. In all of these little areas, some in India, some over near the White House in Washington, D.C., there's a number of places where people have amassed for a period of 2 or 3 months, and the results have been chronologued, and they have found that that coherent field is in a way like a soup of consciousness, and that you catch the wave and I catch the wave and we move to a higher purposeful way of being, which has a lot more joy, a lot more love, and a lot more healing ability. So one of the things I'd like to mention, Jonathan Goldman did this. I don't know if David Eisen, I never asked him about this, but we're going to get him back on Paradigm Shifters soon. But Jonathan Goldman has a website, and so does D.L. Siesco. Have websites. Hers is called toningforpeace.com or .org. I'll have to look it up. And you can go in there and you can tone and you can make a lot of sounds. And with those sounds, you can join other people who are also making sounds. And the end result of that is that she's got this website where these sounds are going out all over, just like when we come on to Radiance by Design or Paradigm Shifters or all these other shows that are on BBS that are lifting people's consciousness. They're all sending frequencies out into the collective. And what she's got and Jonathan Goldman has got is a site where you can go in and make sound and join many others who are making sound and making sound. And the sounds are really beautiful after a while. When people start toning, which is just opening up your throat and opening up your soul to let tones move on through, and they start carrying their own weight, they start coming through you, and they make more and more sounds. And those sounds, of course, radiate vibrations. My cat wants to tone. Can you hear this? And those vibrations go out there and heal the planet. What do you think? Anyway, so yeah, I would get in there and do that. So again, this is Veronica Antwistle. So let's make some sounds together. I always rub my hands together. And that's to get the energy flowing through my body, mind. But I read something recently. What did I read? Something like, it's a great way to that's right. That rubbing your hands together, the palms of your hands together, is a great way to calm and stimulate simultaneously your brain patterns and awaken you to receiving higher frequency energy. So rub those hands together, ladies and gentlemen, and here we go. We're going to create our own coherent fields. And then I want you to call in and tell me about your life. Tell me about the questions that you're working on. And tell me if you can actually feel how stirring things are these days, how tumultuous they are. And how do you handle it? What do you do when it gets a little bit chaotic? So here we go. Let's make some sounds. We'll just go through the chakra sounds, but I really want you to do this collective toning thing into your chakras. Okay, focus into the base of your spine, and the color is bright, clear red. Okay, and imagine that that's your base animal instincts, your lust for life, your ability to attract money or material foundations. And I always see it as kind of a well of like creativity before or below your consciousness. Base of your spine, the sound is and as you sound, brighten up that red chakra. Now drop that red cord from the base of your spine right down into the core of the earth. And let it pop up again and hit the base of your spine and move into your belly. And the belly area, which houses everything that's a waste disposal. It's got a lot of leftover old beliefs, influences, karma, mom and dad, authorities, sexual exchanges, hamburgers, intestinal tract. Oh my goodness, it's got a lot of stuff in there. It's kind of what we used to call the cauldron of wisdom. Move into the second chakra with your mind and look for lumps and bumps and send them along as you spiral orange light through that belly area. The sound is move your attention to your bright golden yellow solar plexus, yellow like the sun. That's your personal power center. Who are you? You're born to be you. What does that mean to you? So let's make a sound. It's oh for your power. And we're going to sing yellow. We're going to sing a yellow spiraling light in there to move all the lumps and bumps and give it a beautiful buttery flow. Oh. And now let's move into the heart. You know, you start off with your base animal instincts and your lust for money in the material plane. Then you bring in all your karmic stuff and everybody else's influence. Then you bring in your personal power, your natural flow. And now it's courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love, all the related feelings to love, whether it's depression, loss, grief. Grief from the old times is stored in the lungs. And the sound is, sound of inspiration. Let's sing it. And it's bright, clear, green. Now, a lot of you have to clear the lungs as well. A lot of you have a lot of grief in the lungs. You might have been born with it, or you might have just collected it through the years. Doesn't matter. Now we keep awakening our chakras. Let's move into the throat chakra. It's blue. As we go up through all these different aspects of being a human being, then we're going to squeeze. We're going to wring the wisdom out of our experience and squeeze it through that little gateway, that little bottleneck called your throat chakra, the blue one. And the sound is, as in everything. And it's blue. It has to be a clear blue. So if you want to do eggshell blue, that's wonderful. If you want to do royal blue, I think that's okay too. But it's got to be clear, right? So you're going to make sounds. Open your throat like a bowl. Not like a tube. And you're going to sing. Continue that sound right up your eustachian tubes. Now we do the for indigo, intuition, inside your brain. Let's put your finger on the middle of your brows and send the sound into the center of your brain. And it's going to be, this is your sixth sense, and all of you want to expand more and more. We're awakening as a species. And awakening also means that you can rest on your sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth senses, right? So we're just awakening our body's field, recognizing our vibrational selves. The sound is... One more. Purposeful seeing without eyes. That's wonderful. Well, we have a cyclop eye, don't we, in there? Top of your head is violet, brings in God, guides, angels. All the ways that you can relate to everything beyond your higher self, source energy, your guides and angels, all of the above. That's where we go to send messages over to other people. And that's where we go to receive messages. And also, it is a vast, vast pipeline right to source. Top of your head is violet. Let's sing it. It's like a big lotus, isn't it? Opening, receiving. Eee. One more. And now with your mind as a sculpting tool, let's reach up, bring that violet light round and round and round like a great spiraling cloak. And have it go round and round and round and round your body. The violet flame surrounds your entire body. And it helps you with healing, protection, and also manifesting. It's anything you want to do with it. You can even bring it back up swiftly. Give yourself a facelift. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you for joining me in creating a wonderful, coherent patterning out there. Isn't it great? Now, we talked about awakening. There's an awful lot said about awakening these days. What does it take to awaken? What on earth does it mean to awaken? Well, if you listen to enough people, you won't really know, because it's one of those really amazingly magical beingness kind of states. And I feel like it means, I will make it very simplistic, that it means that we have the ability, and I remember Peter Calhoun talking about that, we have the ability to be amazing critters. And awakening is getting out of all of the karmic stuff and just enlightening enough to be here in the moment and notice that the flowers are absolutely radiant and the greens in the trees and the beautiful shapes and sounds and all of that are super magical. It's like you're living, I like to say I live in the altered states of America, and that's really living in an altered state. And I read a thing the other day that said that 2 out of the 6 billion people on the planet are now awakened or awakening very fast. And you know what? Thinking of all the bloodshed out there, thinking of all the battling that's going on out there, it's a really, I don't know if it's verifiable, you guys, but I do know that there's a wave of awakening pulsing through humanity. And we were told many years ago that it's going to rise through people, whether they're at the top of the military, whether they're working as a jail guard, it doesn't matter. People are going to find that, like, almost randomly, people are going to wake up, whatever situation they are. Boing! And it's not just the special people. It's not like, oh, you went to thus and so, you went to some kind of workshop, so you're the one who's going to awaken. No, it's going to be enhanced by people who've done a lot of that kind of work. But it's happening in all kinds of people. I keep hearing stories about, for example, Oneness Blessings, which I've spent time doing and participating in, just not that much, but some. And some people will go to a different city and then they'll do Oneness Blessings, which is a transmitting of a high frequency energy into through the tops of the heads of people. And all of a sudden there'll be a neophyte, somebody who's never had any of those experiences before. She has her head touched or he has his head touched and they're awake. Some of us feel like we've been pulling the satchel up the hill for a long time. But I have great faith that it happens at the right time for a lot of us, A, and B, it's contagious. And I feel if we're really, really, really awake, if it's true that we have awakened, then what's going to happen is people are not going to be able to fight and battle and grieve and follow our karmic edicts anymore. We can't, because it's like, it just doesn't matter. We just don't need to fight about it. One of the biggest intrinsic qualities that we're all learning to have is love. How many of you have ever felt like, I can see some of you out there who are really loving. But a lot of people that have been through a lot of trauma, maybe had some abuse, I don't know, all the circumstances, or tend to be depressed and so on. We all talk about love, but we need to lay it out on the table. What is love? What is love to us? And is it about attachment? Is it about being secure with someone? What is it to you? A lot of people who have had, I started to say, abuse and that sort of thing, will feel a kind of a coldness deep down inside and be rather afraid of love without boundaries, love without calculation, love without bargaining. that isn't the real love. It's not the love that you're aiming for, actually. I feel like as we awaken, we start to get in touch with the fact that we are, in the essence of our being, more loving than we ever imagined. Not just me, not just you, but the love that we know is experienced out there in the universe and is also experienced way inside of ourselves really allows you to expand into being more and more loving. I love that. So as we awaken, we already know, you know, we've heard this old thing that if people 200 years ago ran into us today, they'd think we were shimmering because our frequencies are already up. And I'm including in that kind of statement that we're more loving than we've been, that we're opening up the fields that have trapped us in an abusive consciousness, and we're awakening to the fact that we can empower total transformation in ourselves. I want you to call in and talk to me about it. Now, just before I started the show, I talked to my friend Carol. A lot of you are quite, you'll remember Carol. She's had pain 24/7. And Carol, this is for you, but it's for everybody, really, because I'm talking about love. And I looked it up for Carol because she's saying she has a very, very terrible time with her ribs. Her ribs hurt like mad. And I've learned several things since she asked me that question. And I'll read you a little blurb here. It says, the heart region stands for emotions, and the lung area represents the relationship with the outside. Fractures on the ribs, which are bones, indicate that the person has experienced undervaluing, but by breaking them, feels a sense of relief in the immense tension he was going through. I don't know about that. What do you think about that? This undervaluing feeling was felt in the bones that protect the thoracic cavity. And this means that in this particular case, the person felt attacked by someone on his emotions. Somebody attacked the person on his feelings. And the person feels that someone is not allowing him to feel what he feels. Normally, the person or thing against whom or which the physical shock that led to the fracturing of the ribs took place has little to do with the life of that individual. That person, a third party, is a mere vehicle that makes perceptible the tension the person was feeling. This is the reason why it becomes necessary to ascertain if that third person has anything in common with someone who's part of the life of the injured person. So further reading, I don't want to keep reading this thing because it's kind of like pedantic. But in any case, so what they're saying is that your ribs protect your heart. But when you've broken your ribs, it's your relationship to your vulnerability, your love, and the external world. Also, I was reading farther earlier that very often it links to if the liver is suffering, then the ribs will start suffering. It's because, you know, how's life depends on the liver? Do you remember that old joke? You're probably not as old as I am. But in any case, if your liver is troubled or if your liver is toxic or having a hard time with things, it sends messages out to the rib cage. And I'm thinking, you know, how I would just carry on from there and go, well, metaphorically, if your liver is holding anger and is straining toxic emotions from your life, right? And then that immediately sends a message to the ribs. That really says a lot about how your ribs are containing your love and your heart. So you could say, I have all this anger, I have this frustration, these toxic feelings in my lover, in my liver, in my liver, and that affects my lover, my heart. And the rib cage, which is protecting it, is strained to the hilt. So I hope that helps you a little bit, Carol. So this is Veronica saying, call in, you guys. I want you to call in. It's kind of fun when you do and we start talking about what's going on in your world. Apparently, there was an earthquake last Thursday, and Aliyah called in about it. And the earthquake was up in just off the coast of Alaska. But how many of you felt the vibrations of that? I found that that day I was kind of topsy-turvy. I felt like I was unbalanced, like I was being picked up and moved around by some kind of energy flows. And I didn't realize that there had been an earthquake up there. And I wondered how many of you have that kind of sensitivity. All right. Now we have a lot of, let's go back into, let's see. We have a lot of major trauma. We have a lot of grief. And we have a lot of like power issues and greed going on in various parts of the world. We have a lot of imperialism, isn't that the right word, going on out there. And I believe this, that we could be sending, you and I, should be concocting statements, visions, pictures to send out there. If it's so that awakening is so contagious, how about we go inside and let's see ourselves like Puff the Magic Dragon sending out incredible in their mind's eye and through the heart, incredible waves of transcendent energy to flow out into troubled areas. Yeah, let's see ourselves sending it out there. Don't underestimate the value of this, because there are people at the helm of these scary episodes. It's funny because I was reading something, I think it came from David Eisen's Facebook, but he's the fellow that I interviewed that does this amazing healing with music and does the Veterans Relief, which is a website you might want to check out. And his other website, which is Theracom. And I'm not an infomercialist. It's just I love my paradigm shifters and I try to boost what they're doing out there in the world. no, what was I saying here? Okay, to make the sound and to make... I totally forget what I was saying. Why don't you guys phone in? I want you to call in. Oh, yeah, I know that I was saying that David Eisen put up on Facebook a whole list of phrases from the Lao Tzu, which is an ancient Chinese book. And the Tao, the Lao Tzu talks about the Tao, which is the gentle cycles of existence on this planet. And basically what it's saying is you don't have to fix the world. The world is perfect just as it is. We've all heard that, haven't we? But I sat and I read it and I reread it and I reread it. And I went, because I have this feeling, and I think you and I have all heard a lot about the shift, which was supposed to happen in 2012, but others are saying, well, it's going to happen from 2008 right up to 2020. It's not going to, because I used to laugh and go, oh, wow, if it happens every hundreds of thousands of years, it's not going to screech to a halt on December the 22nd. It's going to take some time. So there are those who say it's going to take or amp up until 2020. And in that shift, there's going to be a lot of losses on what we consider to be normal, and security, and ways of expressing ourselves and our identity on this planet, and the way societies are structured on this planet. And so reading this Lao Tzu saying that the world is just perfect as it is, and everything is in its natural order. And basically what most of these old texts will say is it's all about you coming onto the planet and refining your inner so that when you leave the planet, you have moved beyond where you came. But hi, you're on the air. I'm just going to finish one thought, and then I'm excited that you're on the air with me. The thought I had, and I don't know how you all feel about this, but we're supposed to be having this shift, and I'm going, I wonder if we actually are able to release all our karmic programming, and I think that takes some conscious choice on each of our parts, does the Tao stay the same? Does Lao Tzu stay the same? Or is that of a vintage that is ending, like one of the great yugas or one of the great historical epochs of Hindu culture? So I'm so happy to report that we have someone on the air with us. Good evening. Hello?
Hello, Veronica? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Tamara. How are you?
It's who?
Can you hear me? My name's Tamara.
Yeah, but hi, Tamara. I'm really welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've talked to you before. You're always so energetic and positive. Oh. It's nice to hear you.
Thank you so much.
I have kind of a question along with karma. It just seems that in my life I go into environments that are very negative. And how do you stay positive when there's, you know, it's almost like they're attacking you. And, you know, you try to be as positive as you can, but how do you change that? Or how do I guess, is the word.
Well, you know what? I think that's a lifetime of practice because, some of the words bopped out, so repeat it again. Are you saying that you go into a group of people that's very negative sometimes? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and it's almost like, you know, they want to attack me, and I'm not sure why. Like, am I, you know, doing something, you know, is it my karma or am I doing something overtly that's, you know, causing them to react in this way?
Are you saying from your whole life?
Yeah, it's been kind of a common denominator.
Wow. Okay, so there's two things to do. One is to go inside yourself. Were you attacked a lot as a little kid?
A little bit, I guess.
Were you beaten or anything like that?
There's always things that happen.
Well, the reason I'm asking you this is because we're like little computers in a way, or we're like file folders. And I have a friend who's a young man, and he's just adorable. And when he was little, he had a lot of negative things happen between his dad and him. And he spent a lot of time sleeping at our house because he was afraid to go home. And his dad hit him a lot. This is just an example, Tamara. And when he went out, when he grew up, everybody always hits him. You see, it's like he's got that record in him and he attracts this pattern. And it's really quite frustrating. It's hard to watch. So the bottom line is you go inside yourself. And I'm not saying you're getting beaten all the time, but you're getting attacked. So you go inside yourself and feel all the ways you feel you're going to be attacked. Bring it up. Mm-hmm. And for you, it seems to hit your hips, your thighs, your chest. Do you feel that? Mm-hmm. And your throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll tell everybody at home, wrap yourselves in light and bring up your own. Let's do attack. Everybody's got some of it. Bring up all the energy of being attacked. All the energy of being attacked. Because it's kind of like, oh, good. It's kind of like a program that goes out there and tries to find someone to, you know, that attracts it from other people. That's not because you're wrong, honey. It's because we're learning to become conscious. And so when we feel it, we can bring it up and notice where it is in your body and then command total release. There you go. And yours is, you had a lot in your neck and throat and down your sternum. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so you can say, oh, wow, hot diggity, I get to feel where it is. So that makes it easier. And you'll probably have to do it a number of times, but exaggerate it, and then command total release, and then flush your body with a violet flame, you know, a violet flame tornado.
Yeah,
and enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. You what?
Like, I try doing that, bringing in light. I've done, you know, meditations where I try and clear out all the negative energy and, you know, clear out past family karma and trauma and a whole bit. But gosh, some days it just gets so tough to keep at it.
I know, honey. I know. But the thing is, that's the name of the game, isn't it? I just had an experience today. I mean, my gosh, I'm 100 years old, right? I just had an experience today. And I'm going, holy mackerel, this has been going on my whole life. Of somebody, I think it was simply that this person doesn't ever hear me and never really has. Okay? Mm-hmm. So then I'm like you, I'm going, what is it I'm doing, you know? But you know what it is sometimes it doesn't happen to me much because I don't hang around with people that do that very much anymore, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just have to go, what's that?
It's hard to find people that are very positive and not, you know, there's certain games that are going on and, you know, sometimes I just don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, and turn around. You know what else happens? You start getting courageous about just taking a chance on stepping forward and being positive. And sometimes that will cleave certain people from you. They will just leave. You see, and you can feel badly about that for a little while because we do tend to grieve. But bottom line, the only ones that will come back are the ones that are learning as well, you know. Mm-hmm. But you have to have the courage. You have to just be able to go, you know what, I want to raise my fields in frequency. I better get to work doing that. And then they can do what they want. I have a feeling. Do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
No.
Because it's funny, I see, I see you, it's as if we're little spiraling lights, okay, and you're moving up, and we're looking at people who want to judge you and attack you, and you're moving up at a higher frequency, and they can't reach you. They can't magnetize to you. And then there's this fellow over there, and it's a little while before you meet him, but he's so powerfully, sensitively strong, and he is not negative. So you're working your way up into a reflection that is really...
Yeah, but it's funny you say that, because sometimes I feel like I'm living in two dimensions at one time.
I think you are too, honey. Have you heard the stories? Like, people keep saying there's going to be another Earth, like the Earth's going to split and we won't be able to reach negative people. The people that choose the security base that's going on the planet now will be over here, and the people who are seeking consciousness and wanting to vibrate at a higher level will be over here, and the worlds won't see each other. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
So in my heart and soul, I go, well, I don't even know what that means on a logical level. But I do feel that the more positive you get, the less you run into those people. And it's almost like we're living in a different reality. You know? Does that make sense?
Because I do, like, sometimes. No, definitely. Because when I go out sometimes, like, it's almost like I'm in, this sounds very insane. But it is like sometimes in two different worlds, and I have to really focus to keep myself on my path.
Isn't that funny? I mean, I love that, don't you? Well, as long as you can focus and you're not in danger, right? Right? She fell off the phone. Thank you for your call, Tamara. Are there any other callers tonight? No. Come on, you guys. I want you to call in. You've got just enough time for one. But anyway, I do feel this, like when you go out on the freeway, and if you see yourself having a huge space in front and behind, even if there's a traffic jam, you will find yourself having quite a comfortable ride on the road, because you're creating an alternate reality. And it's a practice. I know a whole bunch of you are out there creating your parking spots no matter what's going on. You're creating a reality that says, I always have a parking spot. The universe provides that. That's pretty magical, isn't it? So when it comes to people attacking you or judging you or being habitually nasty to you, you can create. You can build your light. You can connect way up high with the universe, with your with source, with your higher guidance, with guides and angels. Connect up there. Say, hey, you're my buddies. You're the ones I want to talk to. And guess what? You're going to be associating with people who are connected, even if they're not consciously connected. I'm not saying you can only be with metaphysicians that are conscious of being that. You could be with a whole broad spectrum. You can be with Muslims and born-agains and Jewish people and blah, blah, blah. It's because there's people in every walk of life. It's like a huge bell curve that are connected to their intuitive nature. Oh, goody, you're on the air. Their intuitive nature, their souls, and their higher guidance. Join that flock. Hi, this is Veronica, and you're just in the nick of time. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. My name's Rebecca. And my question is about my immune system. I've had blood work and stuff to check it out, but it seems like I'm not healing as much as I am. And is there anything going on? Am I doing like the crystalline shift? Is that causing stuff?
Yes. You have a huge block up in your chest. Are you feeling sick all the time?
Yeah, just kind of blah.
But what was the trigger? It was like, oh, I see. So have you had your thyroid checked?
Yeah, I do have thyroid problems. And so I've been on medicine. Yeah. Maybe I need to get that fine-tuned some more.
I would. Are you on a natural medicine or what?
No, synthetic.
Can you get into the, what is it called, pork thyroid or something? Okay, so here's the deal. When I'm looking at you, I'm going, you've got a lot of backup of emotion. Okay, you're talking about the crystalline shift. You've got a backup of emotion in your upper thorax, in your upper chest area. And I'm seeing there's an impact in your thyroid. Remember, the thyroid has a lot to do. Every gland has a lot to do with the consciousness of your being. And Rebecca, you want to be a much higher being, but what you've got is a backlog of old reactions and responses, and it's weighing your immune system down. So the recommendation, okay. And you're pretty good at running the energy, aren't you? Are you good at running the energy?
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty good.
I would say go get a boost from your naturopath or your doctor, because there's something about your thyroid that I'm finding is not able to move as thoroughly as what you would like, you know. And remember, the throat is how we wring wisdom out of everywhere we've ever been, everywhere we're going, right? So that little throat, that tiny wee gateway to wisdom, is itsy bitsy little, isn't it, for all the work it does. So we need to soothe it a little bit more and give a little help.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know we're running short of time, so I just want to say thank you very much. And I enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you, honey. Take care of yourself and start singing. That'll help your thyroid.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right. And laugh a lot. So this is almost at the end of the show. That was a wonderful call from Rebecca. And the immune system is really there to protect us, but we're fraught. This society with so much toxicity and everything is rather fraught, isn't it? So most of us, and remember this, here's about the neck. The neck represents consciousness of self. And as we go through all these changes and the frequencies move up, and we're looking at a rather vaulting evolution possibility, guess what? Parts of our body are stressed and strained, as if the channels for the energy changes are too small for the huge amounts of energy that are changing through us. That's a really simple metaphorical way of putting it. And so when I'm looking at her thyroid and a whole bunch of people's thyroid, your neck is consciousness of self, and it's being under a lot of siege and a lot of changing. So sing, yodel, whistle, gargle, paint, draw. Don't be surprised if you have to release the engorged, which means the filled up throat, the engorged state of your throat chakra. I've really enjoyed this this group tonight, and I wish that we had more callers. Our next paradigm shifter is going to be pretty interesting. Her name, I've already mentioned, is DL Siesco, and she's the one who does sound healing. And it was very interesting because I'm always telling my clients, as we're changing and growing, like we were saying to Rebecca, sing is really, really good for you. Singing is going to hit the right and left sides of the brain, give you the opportunity to be more authentic, to be more holographic in how you see life, to help yourself awaken. And DL, who is over in France now, she's from the US, she teaches, she helps people with transformation and uses the voice. And she says similar kinds of things. She has a different way of putting it. But when you sing, you can authenticate who you are. You can get deeply in touch with your dharma. And I like it because it's like you're a vibrational vehicle of light. I'm a vibrational vehicle of light. And chanting is as ancient as any spiritual practices. There's a good reason for that. And as you sing, you can brighten up your chakras and you can really vibrate your body. So sing and have fun while you're doing it. Sing with the radio. Sing by yourself. Sing off key. Sing on key. And I'll tell you this, as you sing off key, if you sing a lot, guess what? You're going to get better and better about being on key. Because it's like using a really good instrument. The instrument responds to you and you respond to the instrument. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, tune into my website and listen to Paradigm Shifters podcast. You can get them on iTunes and on Stitcher. And also there's an Ask Veronica button on my website. And I love to hear from any of you that have a question for me. And any feedback about this show and other shows or suggestions for paradigm shifting guests. So I want to say thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Thank you for consciously radiating out into the world and really adding to this wonderful contagion of awakening, which I think has the possibility of shifting our consciousness en masse. Good night. Thank you again for listening. Much love.